Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Scott Farquhar, one of the founders of the Australian software giant Atlassian, has stepped down as co-CEO.
The co-founder of one of Australia's tech giants has made a sudden decision to stand down as co-CEO. Atlassian co-CEO and co-founder Scott Farquhar has pulled the pin after 23 years. Farquhar's last day as co-CEO will be August 31 this year. However, he will remain active as a board member and assume a special advisor role. Outspoken co-CEO Mike Cannon-Brookes, the man colloquially known as Double Bay Jesus, will continue to lead as the sole chief executive. The pair started the business in 2001, selling business software online with no salespeople. In a letter Farquhar shared with employees today, he talked about how far the company had come since then, saying rockets don't launch into orbit without Atlassian software. From helping to land the Mars rover to ensuring cars roll off the production line and Domino's pizzas are delivered on time, to life-saving medical procedures being tracked and managed in hospitals, Atlassian solutions are woven into the fabric of teamwork worldwide. Last year, Fortune estimated Farquhar's worth as co-CEO at about $12.5 billion, with his Atlassian growing its market share to nearly $80 billion. After stepping down from the role, Farquhar plans to spend more time with family and improve the world through the philanthropic work of Skip Foundation and Pledge 1%, as well as mentoring other tech chief executives. But attention will now turn to what Cannon-Brookes does now that his are the only hands on the steering wheel. The smart advice is this: buckle up, folks.